Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 18th of March 2024. Essence: sweet children, churn the ocean of knowledge and find topics that you can lecture on. The topic of the lectures should be the same everywhere. This will become the basis of unity amongst you. Question: what effort should you children continue to make so that you pass with honours? Answer: you must make the effort to go beyond all karmic bondages. When you speak to someone, consider that one to be a soul, your brother. Look at the brother. When you listen to the father, look at the father in the center of the forehead. By your maintaining this brotherly vision for everyone, your love and relationship of brotherhood will become firm. This does require effort, but it is this effort that enables you to pass with honors. The children who are going to claim a high status will definitely make this effort. Om Shanti. Sweetest children, it has been explained to you that this is the land of death, and that, in contrast to this, there is the land of immortality. On the path of devotion, it has been shown that Shankar told Parvati the story of immortality. You are now going to that land of immortality. It is not Shankar who tells this story. It is the ocean of knowledge, the one father, who tells this story. Shankar is not the ocean of knowledge that he would tell you this story. You children have to explain how to conquer death. It is this knowledge that makes you immortal and eternal, and also increases your lifespans. There is no death. It is by conquering the five vices here, that is, by conquering Ravan, that you become the masters of the kingdom of Rama, that is, of the land of immortality. The kingdom of Ravan is the land of death, and the kingdom of Rama is the land of immortality. Death can never come to the deities. There are no demons of death there. The topic, how human beings can conquer death, is very good. All of these aspects are of this knowledge. Bharat was the land of immortality, where people had long lifespans. The example of the snake applies to the Golden Age. It sheds its skin and naturally has another. This is called unlimited disinterest. You know that the whole world is going to be destroyed and that you will have to shed your old bodies. Your present old skins are the last ones of your 84 births. This does not happen in the land of immortality. There, they are aware that when their old bodies have reached a state of decay, they must shed them and take new ones. You also have a vision. Understanding is also called insight. Your new skins are ready for you, and you now have to shed your old ones. This is how it will happen there. That world is called the land of immortality, where there is no death. You leave your body at the right moment. The example of the tortoise also applies here. It does its work and then becomes introverted. The examples here have been copied by those on the path of devotion, but only in name. They do not understand anything. You now understand that all the festivals they continue to celebrate on the path of devotion, such as Raksha Bandhan, Dashera, Diwali and Holi, apply to this time. These things do not exist in the Golden Age. Make a list of all the topics, such as how humans can conquer death, and how all souls leave the land of death and go to the land of immortality. You have to write down all of these points before explaining them, just as they write the story of a play and say, "Today is such and such a play." You should also have a list of points. Today this topic will be explained to you. How you can leave the kingdom of Ravan and go to the kingdom of deities. The explanation is the same, but when people listen to the different topics, they will understand how they can claim their unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father and experience a great deal of happiness. It was written in a newspaper that sannyasis are celebrating the 125th sacrificial fire, and beneath that there was a list of the topics to be related. Here the father says, "Only once do I create this sacrificial fire into which the whole world is totally sacrificed." They create many sacrificial fires and have many huge processions, etc. You understand that Rudra Shiv Baba creates just this one sacrificial fire here, and that the whole of the old world is to be totally sacrificed into it. The new world will be established and you will become deities. The Father explains all of this to you. The Father, the Creator, comes and gives you the knowledge of Himself and also the knowledge of the beginning, middle and end of creation. He also teaches you Raja Yoga. There are pure deities in the Golden Age. They also rule the kingdom. It is called the original eternal deity religion. You can also have this topic, how the original eternal deity religion of the Golden Age is being established, and how peace is being created throughout the world. Come and understand this. No one but the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, can advise you how to make peace in the world. Prizes are given to people who create ideas. There is also the topic, who can give the prize for establishing peace in the world, and how can it be accomplished? Churn the ocean of knowledge and make a list of different topics. Make such arrangements that the same topic is taken up everywhere. Then connections will be set up between you all. Make a list and let everyone know in advance. That news should then be sent to Delhi so that everyone will know that the same lecture is going to be given everywhere. This is called unity. Throughout the world there is disunity. But the praise of the kingdom of Rama is that of the lion and the cow drinking water together from the same pool. If there is such a story given to the Silver Age, what must it have been like in the Golden Age? There are many different stories written in the scriptures. You now listen to just the one story told to you by the Father. They continue to make up countless stories in the world. None of the scriptures, etc., that have been created from the beginning of the Copper Age to the end of the Iron Age exist there. Everything on the path of devotion ends. Whatever you see here is evil. Therefore, see but don't see, and hear but don't hear. Only keep the things in your intellects that the Father explains to you. We Brahmins of the Confluence Age are so elevated. We are even more elevated than the deities. At this time, we are the children of God. The number of us is gradually continuing to grow. Even such easy aspects do not sit in anyone's intellect. You are the children of God, and so you definitely have to become the masters of heaven, because it is the Father who establishes heaven. Because the duration of the cycle has been given hundreds of thousands of years, they are not able to remember anything. The Father comes and reminds you. This is a matter of 5,000 years. You were deities. He is now making you into those again. By listening personally, you experience a lot of happiness and become refreshed. It is the wise and sensible children who have it in their intellects that they must claim their inheritance from the Father. The Father makes the world new, and we definitely have to be in that new world. All are the children of the one Father. Everyone's religion is different, and everyone's place of residence is also different. Each one comes and goes in a different way. How they go and reside in the supreme region is also in the intellect. There is the genealogical tree in the supreme region. The genealogical tree cannot be seen in the subtle region. Whatever scenes are seen in the subtle region are just visions. All of those are fixed in the drama. When you go to the subtle region, you see everything as though it is a silent movie. At first, the films they made were silent. Then they began to make them with sound. You cannot make a drama with just silence. You children understand how you live in silence. Just as there is the genealogical tree of souls there, so here too there is the tree of human beings. Keep all of these things in your intellects and give lectures on them. It takes time to learn all of these things. Even if you do understand everything, where is the pilgrimage of remembrance with which you can imbibe everything and experience happiness? You are now studying how to have accurate yoga. It has been explained to you, children, that you must regard everyone as your brother. Each one's forehead is the throne of a soul. This is why the lucky chariot as Baba's throne has been remembered. When you explain these things to others, remain aware that you are explaining to your brothers. It takes great effort to maintain this outlook. It is by making this effort that you receive a high status. The Father also sees you in this way. The Father's vision is also drawn to the center of the forehead. A soul is just a tiny dot. It is souls that listen. You also look at the Father in the center of the forehead. Baba is here, and the brother, Brahma's soul, is also here. By keeping such things in your intellects, you children of the ocean of knowledge also become oceans of knowledge. It is very easy for you to do this. It is a little difficult for those who live at home with their families to maintain this stage. They go home after listening, but the atmosphere in their homes is different. Here it is easy. Baba tells you a very easy method. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. Consider others to be your brothers. It is through this brotherly vision that you can go beyond all karmic bondages. You will be able to forget bodies and just remember the Father. If you continue to make this effort, you will pass with honours. However, only a few are able to maintain this stage, and it is they who become the masters of the world. There is also the Rosary of Eight, and so you have to make effort. Those who are to claim a high status will definitely make this effort no matter what happens. There is no need to go into other things. Love and relationships are formed with brotherly vision, and that vision becomes firm. Therefore, the Father says, I explain many deep things to you. It takes effort to put them all into practice. As you sit here, each of you should consider yourself to be a soul. It is the soul that listens. You are looking at a soul who is listening. Those people say that souls are immune to the effect of action. Is the body listening? That is wrong. The Father tells you such deep things. It is you children who have to make effort. Those who became something in the previous cycle will make effort again. They also relate their own experience. I speak and listen in this way and have developed this habit. It is souls that are told, man above. Each one of you is told, man above, that is, remember the Father. This effort is incognito. Students go and sit under a tree to study, but that is a physical thing. By your practicing all of this now, this habit will increase day by day. You are listening to new things. Whatever you hear now, new ones will also come and hear them. Some say that they have come late. However, you in fact hear very first class, deep and subtle things, and by making effort, you can claim a very high status. It is good. Maya is not going to leave you until the very end. Your war with Maya will continue until you gain victory. Then you will suddenly depart. Depending on how much remembrance you have, you will become aware that you are going to the Father, and you will then leave your body. Baba has seen that when those who have the aim of merging into the Brahm element leave their bodies, total silence spreads all around. Nevertheless, no one is able to attain eternal liberation, nor is anyone able to return home yet. All the actors are needed in this drama. All of them have to be down here at the end. When not a single soul remains up there, everyone then has to return home. However many human beings there are, they will all have to return home. There will just be a few who remain here. They will say, "We will see everyone off. At this time the golden age is being established. There are so many billions of human beings, and so we will see everyone off and then go into our own kingdom." Others would perhaps see 40 to 50 people off, but how many souls will you see off? All souls will return like a swarm of mosquitoes to the land of peace. I have come here to take you and everyone else back home, and I will then send you back down. These are wonderful things. Billions of human beings will be going home. You will see them all off. Everyone will return home to the supreme region. Your intellects now have to work on all of these matters. The tree will gradually start to grow large again. The rosary of Runda will become the rosary of Rudra. It is in your intellects how the rosary of Rudra, Shiva, becomes the rosary of Runda, Vishnu. Amongst you, though, it is only those who have broad and unlimited intellects who are able to understand all of these subtle things. The Father explains these things to you in various ways so that you are able to remember them. From the rosary of Rudra, you will go into the rosary of Runda. Then you will continue to go down number-wise. The rosary of Rudra is so huge, no one else understands this knowledge. Since the very beginning, no one else has been able to know this knowledge. Only you Brahmins of the confluence age are able to understand it all. Just remember the confluence age, and all the knowledge will enter your intellects. You are lighthouses who show everyone their destination. You become such good lighthouses. There are no aspects that do not apply to you. You are surgeons, pawnbrokers, and launderers. All of these specialities are within you, and so all of this praise applies to you, but number-wise, according to the efforts you make. The praise you receive is according to the tasks you perform. The Father gives you directions, and you have to think about them. It is the duty of you children to hold seminars. Baba won't stop you from doing anything. Acha. What benefit is there in explaining so much? The Father says, man above. Baba feeds you such nourishing food. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. always maintain this intoxication. We Brahmins of the confluence age are even more elevated than the deities, because at this time we are God's children. We are master oceans of knowledge. It is at this time that we inculcate all of these specialities into ourselves. 2. Only keep the things that the Father explains in your intellects. While hearing anything else, don't hear it. While seeing anything else, don't see it. Hear no evil, see no evil. Blessing. May you be a soul who has all rights and receives a variety of fruit by doing godly service. It is said, do service and eat the fruit of that. To give godly knowledge is godly service, and those who do this service receive a variety of fruit of supersensuous joy, powers and happiness. Only you Brahmins have a right to this, because your duty is to study and teach others this godly study, through which they can belong to God. By doing such godly service, you claim a right to godly fruit. Maintain this intoxication. Slogan: do everything while staying with the Father, and you will remain double light. Om Shanti.